Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Barbara Peterson, and she's the coordinator for diabetes education in the Cass County Health Systems. Good morning to you, Barb.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, this is a special month. Things go on all year long, but this is a special month.
Yes, this is a special month for diabetes. It's the American Diabetes Month, sponsored by the American Diabetes Association. And it's just a time when the American Diabetes Association wants to bring awareness to diabetes and the risk for developing diabetes, as well as the disease and its complications.
And you, I think, for many years have planned a special event during this month, just to kind of highlight that. So what's going on?
Well, this year we've asked a representative from the American Diabetes Association to come out and give a presentation. It'll be next Tuesday, November 11th at 6 p.m. at the Cass County Hospital in Conference Room 2, which is between the Diagnostic Imaging or X-ray Department and the Cardiac Rehab Department. With our remodeling.
Yes. And there's signs, and usually there's somebody you can ask, but you know, you read the signs and it'll tell you where to go. Just remember it's Conference Room 2. I guess you might have a special sign out there or something.
Yes, I'll try to put some arrows on our signs that we have indicating the event. So, okay. And please ask anybody if you need any directions.
Yeah.
But we're looking forward to her coming. She's going to talk a little bit about how diabetes is in the nation, and as well as some local events and some things that you can do to help manage diabetes.
And what time is this starting?
The program starts at 6 p.m. and it's open to everyone, and it's free, and you do not need to pre-register. Everyone's welcome to come.
So she's going to be giving kind of some background to start with, and I'm guessing she probably would answer some questions also.
Oh, yeah. We talked to her at an earlier event in September, and they're really excited to come out and hopefully help us to prevent diabetes, as well as to keep everybody with diabetes as healthy as possible.
And there are lots more options for keeping healthy, and we may have time to talk about that. But why are we concerned? Why should we be concerned about knowing more about diabetes?
Well, with diabetes, nearly 30 million children and adults in the United States have diabetes, and another 86 million Americans have prediabetes and are at risk for developing type 2 diabetes. To raise awareness, that's why November is called Diabetes Month, and if our current rates continue, 1 in 3 Americans will have diabetes by the year 2050 if we continue at these current rates. So we want to do some things that help people stay as healthy as possible.
There's two of us here together. If we added one more person, we could look around and say, okay, which one of us is going to have diabetes?
That's right. So, you know, it's going to hit everybody pretty personally, whether it's with themselves or with a close family member or friend.
You bet. So let's talk a bit about prevention. I mean, if we say this is going to happen and we have this millions of people who have prediabetes, what can we do?
Well, one of the neat things about November Diabetes Month is America Gets Cooking to Stop Diabetes. And if anybody goes on the website diabetes.org, they'll have special activities for each day of the week, and that changes from week to week. So Monday specifically was get back to exercise and get back to your exercise routine. So, you know, sometimes after a long weekend, we're not real energetic and just getting to work is okay. But to get back into that exercise routine and make sure and stay physically active. Another special day was facts on Friday, and you can check out the website and they'll have different facts each week about diabetes and what to do about it. So I thought it was really special with American Gets Cooking, just to kind of look at the food that we're eating. A lot of times people don't take time to cook, don't know how to cook, but if they cook their own foods, their own meals, they're more apt to eat healthier and choose healthier options that'll help keep the weight down, help control diabetes. It's just in general, keep them healthy.
And you know, Barb, when you start talking about those things, exercise, eating healthier, making better choices, kind of knowing that if we all followed those kinds of advice, we'd be healthier in lots of ways.
Yeah, it really applies to everyone, not just because you have diabetes. The old terms, oh, you have diabetes, you can't eat that. Well, nothing's off limits, but we just need to do things in moderation and know how things affect our bodies.
Best advice I ever got was from Emily Kringle, who says variety and moderation. And that's pretty simple to follow, actually. I mean, if to think about variety and moderation, it's not a whole list of rules.
No, I keep things pretty simple with myself, and I teach my patients that too. You know, especially with vegetables or fruit, there's color. Hey, I had a red one today. Hey, I had an orange one today. Tomorrow or later today, I'll have something green, or I'll make a mixture of those colors.
And you maybe didn't have to do any cooking.
No, pull an apple out of the refrigerator, wash it off, slice it up.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. Sometimes we want to kind of step it up and do something special, but for every day, we don't need to do that. It's just eat it the way it comes. But clean it. We always need to remember to clean it. So now, one of the things you do for people who have been diagnosed with diabetes, as well as their family members, is to have some classes. And I'm sure some of these things are things you talk about in the classes.
Yes, that's one of the very important things. And I just talked with a medical provider this morning about getting the patients to diabetes education early. And if you're a patient and you hear the word diabetes and we need to do something about it, don't be afraid. We won't be hard on you. We won't be mean. We'll work with your lifestyle, look at what you're currently doing, and kind of go from there. Even just taking some little tiny steps to change the diet or add some more physical activity can sometimes really help lower your blood sugar and help make you healthy with diabetes. But to get on it early and not wait and not put it off.
Yeah. And that would be so easy to do, saying, oh, my life is going to be so different. And, yeah, we can take little steps. And, Barb, I was just reading again recently, and I know there's different kinds of advice, but in terms of exercise, 30 minutes a day is a basic, but you don't have to do it all at one time.
No, even if you did 5 extra minutes every day, that adds up to a whole 30 minutes at the end of the month.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's small changes, small steps.
Right.
Even house cleaning, and I have to remind myself about that, get off the couch, go clean some of the house.
Yeah,
that'll
right.
give you some exercise,
right.
too.
Yeah, and maybe especially as people are starting, if they haven't been exercising, they say, I'm just too tired to do this. So maybe thinking 5 or 10 minutes at a time, they say, well, maybe I could do that.
That's an excellent place to start, and a safe place to start, too, because their heart might not be able to handle a whole bunch at once, or their muscles may not be able to handle a whole bunch at once. So it's a good place to start, just start small.
And you said, and we'd sort of mentioned, you know, this information that we're talking about in the conference coming up is for everybody. So many times family members could just go ahead and do the same thing as their diabetic person is, and again, they'd all be healthier.
That's right, and that makes an excellent support system for that person that does have diabetes, and we want to offer that program on November 11th, not just to people with diabetes, to everybody that's interested in coming.
And it sounds like you have a really good speaker who's going to be able to just give lots of different kinds of information and answer questions. Now, Barb, if people have questions about just, you know, maybe they don't have diabetes, maybe they think they do, but, you know, what should they do? Where do they start?
Number one, if they have some health concerns, they need to talk to their doctor or their medical provider. And we're also open for questions, too, here at the Diabetes Education Center, as well as our dietitian, Emily Kringle, or anyone, any other health provider at the hospital can, you know, hopefully answer some of your questions or direct you to the right spot to find those answers.
Yeah. So you might start with somebody, if you know somebody who just works at the hospital, maybe that's a good place to start with because, as you say, they can point you in the right direction because there are a lot of different kinds of resources. Anything else that we need to be sure to remind people before, again, we remind them about this program coming up?
Just some awareness that having diabetes is costly. People with diabetes are maybe 2.3% higher healthcare costs than somebody without diabetes. I don't want to give some of the gloom and doom, but people with diabetes can be healthy also. Just take care of it and manage it. And if something's not working, get some help. Ask your doctor, ask your healthcare team. Look at what you're doing, see if there's some changes. Don't be stoic and think it will just go away because it may not.
Yeah, I'm tough. I could just tough it out. But lots of people can help. And so, again, come to the meeting, which is?
The meeting's November 11th, next Tuesday evening at 6 p.m., Conference Room 2 at the hospital. And I'll try to have some arrows pointing to that room. And there are some signs on the walls that will hopefully lead you in the right direction.
Thank you very much, Barb Peterson, who is the coordinator for diabetes education at Cass County Health Systems. And until next time, here's a thought. Life is a continuous process of getting used to the things we hadn't expected.